Jury selection is underway today at the Donald Trump hush money trial in Lower Manhattan. Let's talk jury selection strategy with attorney Jennifer Kukulich, a jury consultant with IMS Legal Strategies. Jen, good to talk with you today. I wonder, with the country as polarized as it is it possible to find 12 impartial jurors plus alternates?
The short answer is that yes, it is. The more complicated answer is that it's going to take a long time, and it's going to take a great deal of effort on the part of the judge, the attorneys in the case, and all of the jurors who have been called for service this week.
Now, prospective jurors are being asked to fill out a survey with 42 questions formulated by both sides. What will those questions include? What will that survey look like?
Yeah, so that questionnaire has been made available, and I would say about three-fourths of it is pretty standard stuff. You know, what kind of work experience do you have? Have you been a juror before? But where we really get to the heart of the issues in the case is that there are quite a few questions about politics. And while stopping just short of asking, who did you vote for, the questions get at it from every other way. So they're asking jurors, where do you get your news from? Have you attended any political rallies? Who do you follow on social media? Are you a part of any groups? So we're trying to root out and identify those jurors who it's beyond just a vote for or against Trump, but they've really taken steps and they've made their politics a bigger part of their life.
So if a juror says, I get my news from CNN and MSNBC, does the defense put a big X next to them? And conversely, if the juror says, I watch Fox News, is that one that the state may want to put an X next to?
Certainly. So I guess that there's quite a team working on this, and there's someone reviewing those things and putting some red flags. Nothing about the news consumption is determinative. It doesn't mean you're great for us or you're not. They're all just kind of pieces or parts of it, ingredients in a recipe when we look at the whole picture and the whole person.
Then comes voir dire, which I think is one of the most fascinating aspects of our legal system, the questioning of potential jurors. What questions should prosecutors and the defense alike be asking?
Really, both sides are in essence asking the same question. So they're looking at these questionnaires and they're identifying those jurors that they think are a concern to them. We're looking for those jurors who are just so politically entrenched that they're going to be unable to hear the evidence in this case as it relates to this defendant. And yes, it's a high profile defendant, but what we ask jurors to do is set aside their life experiences and biases and look at this defendant in this case. And so the attorneys on both sides are going to be asking questions to identify whether people's beliefs are so fundamental to who they are that they can't compartmentalize or set those aside to hear the evidence here.
Are there some obvious red flags that attorneys will be listening for?
There will be some red flags. Interestingly, the judge in this case is actually going to read a neutral statement of the case, and he's going to ask jurors to self-identify off the bat whether or not they can be fair or impartial in this case. And those jurors are going to be dismissed without any further questioning. So it's going to be an interesting process because I would expect quite a few are going to self-identify and say, hey, I can't do this case. And so the remaining jurors will then be questioned by both sides. And I think here, what both sides are going to be looking for are what we call the kind of sleeper or stealth jurors. In any high profile case, we see these jurors who really want to get on the jury. They see it, especially in this case, it's a form of political activism. It's a way to have an outsized effect on the upcoming election. And so that takes a bit more sleuthing, but I suspect both sides are really going to be trying to root out those jurors.
And finally, Jen, this trial is in Manhattan. It will be 12 Manhattan residents plus alternates that will decide Donald Trump's fate. The borough of Manhattan tends to lean blue in its politics. Can Donald Trump get a fair trial in Manhattan?
I believe he can. I believe that, I've spoken with thousands of jurors over the course of my career, and once jurors are seated, and in this case, they will have gone through a lengthy voir dire process by both sides. Both sides have extra peremptory strikes. I believe that jurors, because I've seen them do it, they have the ability to set aside their own biases and their own experiences, and they take their job quite seriously. And I know that the judge in this case is going to be very clear about what the expectations are, that people set politics aside, that they understand the burden of proof in a criminal trial. And in my experience, jurors do take that job quite seriously, especially when a good and effective voir dire has been conducted.
Jury consultant Jennifer Kukulich with IMS Legal Strategies, thank you for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Steve.